You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Good morning. Spain's coronavirus deaths jumped by a record number yesterday as the medical system strained to care for tens of thousands of infected patients, and the world total climbed to more than 800,000 cases. Spain and Italy are still struggling to avoid the collapse of their health systems, with Spain saying hospitals in at least half of its 17 regions are at or near intensive care bed limits, and more than 13,000 medical workers are among the reported 94,417 infections. Overnight Monday, Spain recorded 849 new deaths, the highest daily total since the pandemic hit. The government offered more help to households and small companies yesterday to try and calm fears over the mothballed economy and to shield the population from losing their homes during the lockdown. The government approved a €700 million aid package, including a measure to suspend evictions of vulnerable households for 6 months after the state of emergency is lifted. This will cover the unemployed, workers who have been temporarily laid off or lost hours, self-employed people on low earnings, those who have lost short-term contracts, and domestic workers who have had to stay at home. A moratorium on mortgage payments was extended to include the self-employed. Deputy Prime Minister Pablo Iglesias invoked Spaniards' constitutional right to housing, describing it as the trench from which people will resist the virus. The government also declared a six-month holiday on social security payments for small businesses and the self-employed, and barred water and power utilities from cutting off clients over unpaid bills. The Spanish Navy has announced its first mission as part of the large-scale Operation Balmis. The Galicia will set sail to the enclave of Melilla this week with a full crew of military and medical personnel, as well as 800 beds. The ship will house two operating rooms, eight intensive care beds, a consulting room, triage, radiology, a laboratory, sterilisation, an infectious area and a dental unit. The ship is waiting on the allocation of staff before it makes its journey to help bolster the community's health facilities whilst doing its part in relations between Spain and Morocco. With the Moroccan border closed, the departure of the Galicia signals a show of solidarity with Spain's neighbours. For a number of days, naval vessels have been stationed along the Costa del Sol, and only this week the Navy has confirmed that the ships are part of Operation Balmis, mobilised with the aim of stabilising medical facilities for the most needy. And the Coast Guard have rescued 70 immigrants off the coast of the Canary Islands. According to the Red Cross, they were taken to ports in Gran Canaria and Tenerife. The nationality of the migrants and the country the boat departed from has not yet been made known. This comes as the number of people seeking asylum in Spain since the start of the state of emergency has dropped by 99.4%. Illegal immigrants entering the country 2 weeks ago numbered only 93, whereas the week before the state of emergency was implemented, that number was 350. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.